to Neutralabs.
Yes, is Ron available?
Asked who's calling.
Yes, my name is Zach, calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of whoich?
Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R as in car, D as in dog, I as in island, F-F as in Frank Frank. We're a business bank and was following up on two offers that I had mailed to the business for equipment financing towards the end of June.
Yeah. What is your interest rate?
Starts in the low single digits and can go up from there. We know we have to take a look at a couple of factors, time in business, cash flow, you know, things of that nature to give you a more concrete answer.
Okay.
Was there, did you have a need at this point or perhaps down the road with regards to equipment?
Well, you know, I have a lease right now on one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm trying to find out what your interest rates are versus what I'm paying now.
Okay. Do you have a specific vendor that you normally use, or?
You know, I don't. And every damn time it turns around, they sell the note to somebody else, and they make their monies. And you know, it's like, oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stay local. I did that here with one group called Avon Leasing. And mm-hmm. Avon then sold my note to somebody out in California. And I'm like, God damn it. I want to deal with local companies. And you're where?
You know what? I'm actually on the other side of the planet. I'm over here in San Diego, California.
San Diego. Well, you're in the States. You know,
yeah.
That's one good thing.
Yeah.
The issues were years ago I met did some business with a company out in California,
mm-hmm.
and they took payments and then ditched.
Really?
Yeah, didn't perform. And they were, you know, if you looked them up when the internet first started up, it's like, oh my God, are you serious? I can't believe they did this type of bullshit.
Yeah, you know, we've been around. It's coming on 16 years now. Equipment finance is our bread and butter product. That's how we actually started the bank. Since then, we've added other products. We do working capital loans, lines of credit, things of that nature. So, you know, we're not one of those fly-by-night companies.
What is the name of the company again?
It is Bank of Cardiff. And Cardiff is spelled, I don't know if you're familiar with England, like Cardiff, Wales. You know, it's spelled C-A-R as in car, D as in dog, I as in island, F-F as in Frank Frank.
Cardiff.
No, yeah.
I haven't heard of you. I'm working with a guy right now to do some funding, and he's been like, oh my God, slow as molasses, and it's driving me nuts.
We are on the other side of the spectrum with regards to that. You know, I can actually typically get you feedback inside of 24 hours, you know, once we receive information. And, you know, if you like our offer, we can get funds into your account as quickly as another 48 hours. So it's a pretty quick process.
Okay. Now, okay.
Oh, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I have a note out there right now with OnDeck Funding.
Okay. Familiar with OnDeck?
Okay, and the person who set me up with that account was the CFO of a new company that I was going to merge with,
mm-hmm.
and they took the money, and the deal didn't go through. They actually stole the money.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and I've been working with an attorney to get this thing remedied. It's been crazy. The issue is it shows up on my UCC. They
have
UCC on me. Now, the other company is paying the note. My question is, for how long?
Yeah.
How long is that note going to be done up for? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you do you still have the contract? Were you the one that signed on this?
I signed on the contract, but I never got the actual contract and asked on deck for a copy of it. They wouldn't
mm-hmm.
give it. So
you signed on as the guarantor, which is that's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, exactly. And what they used and how they used it to get the funding, we don't know. So I hired a forensic accountant
uh-huh.
to go in, start looking And, wow, you know, you live, you learn. And I was going through some depression at the time. My wife of left me, divorced me, left the business. And
wow,
you know,
I'm sorry to hear that. That's freaking awful.
Shit happens, but...
Yeah, you know what? I can identify with that. Actually, a girlfriend, a longtime girlfriend of 9 years, actually left me about a month ago. So I can understand, you know, something what you're, you know, somewhat of what you're going through, had gone through.
And it's just, it's wow.
It's life.
Yeah, it's life. And to have two kids, one of 29 years, one of 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, you live, you learn, and I've learned now that shit does happen, and I just got to keep my head above ground.
And yeah, I'm kind of trying to, I'm finding that it's, you know, not take everything so seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough for me to do that. To just, you know, I'm kind of a fun-loving, easy-going person, but if something like affects me, it really affects me, you know, and it sticks with me for a while, you know. And I'm sure that's probably sounds like the way that you are as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, shoot. Sorry to get off topic there and start telling you my problems.
what I do is
love to send you out a little bit of information. You know, to see what we could do for you. Are you? You know,
right
kind
now
of looking...
I'm with Pacific Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Financial Pacific. That's
okay.
It. Up in Washington.
Is it FinPAC?
With what?
Is FinPAC is the abbreviation, I believe.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
My payments are like $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They're a high interest rate company.
Yeah, I'm familiar with they're another bank within our network. I've heard of them before. I've spoken with other customers that have worked with them.
Okay.
So were you looking at, while this investigation is going on, were you looking for like some sort of like a bridge loan or something along those lines? Or were you looking to just bring on some additional equipment?
I've got needs for some additional equipment, but more so we're looking at factoring purchase orders. It's the availability of cash flow.
Okay.
You know, I got one guy that orders, and I got another guy that orders, and... You know, that's why I'm working with this local guy to
mm-hmm.
help me get things in place, funding.
Okay.
What do you do, you know?
Yeah. Well, Ron, you know what? I would love to send you out. I can give you the highlight reel of both of our programs for you to take a look at and see if it may be a good fit for what you're looking to do. You know, I'll attach my contact information on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you out. And then, you know, maybe we could go from there and see if it might be a good fit for you.
Well, that sounds great. What is your name?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Zach, what is your number?
I can be reached directly at 858-779-0426.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, what is a good email address for you? I'd love to send you out just a little bit of information for you to take a look at.
FL is in Frank Larry.
Okay.
Nutri, N-U-T-R-I.
Okay.
Labs, L-A-B-S.
Gotcha.
At AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay. And I read humidity is pretty crazy this week over in Florida.
That's an understatement there.
What would you say? In the 90s?
I told somebody this today. I've been here since I was a kid in second or third grade. Can't remember
mm-hmm.
what year my parents brought me down. But I've never seen a lightning show like I did last night. We had some thunder boomers, and I mean straight direct hits with lightning. But what happened afterwards was the heat humidity lightning, the heat lightning that starts at one end of the town and then spans out across. And it was like really, I've never seen anything like that. You'd see it on TV.
Yeah, is it similar to like ball lightning?
Well, I don't know. They say it's lightning strikes that go horizontal
mm-hmm.
and instead of vertical.
That sounds awesome.
My God. And then the way that it spans out was absolutely nuts. You know, because it starts at one end and fingers out all around.
Yeah, you know, I've seen it on YouTube, but I would love to actually see something like that in person. You know, just a free light show.
A free, yeah, that's what it was. It was absolutely astonishing.
Sounds very cool. We never get that over here in Southern California. The best that we could do is maybe like a little bit of a tropical rain and then have humidity for a day. What's that?
Are you in San Diego?
Yeah, right, San Diego, La Jolla area.
Oh, La Jolla. I was only a millionaire.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I only work in the area. There's no way I could afford to live here.
And, you know, it's like, are you serious?
Yeah, there's a crazy divide. I live in the town next to La Jolla, and you can, like, as soon as you go one block, you can see how much the affluency changes just in one block. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just...
It's craziness. But you know what? Ron, I don't want to take much more of your time today. I'll put together an email for you with those highlights. And would you want me to circle back and maybe follow up with you in the next day or two to see if you have any questions there?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. And I definitely appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you. And I hope we talk again soon.
That's fine. Thanks.
Alrighty. Yeah, all right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.